I come alive in the dead of the night.
Tune in to the Oz Indie Show. Brand new Australian releases, the hottest of the best, here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Don't you know I'm in a band?
The Oz Indie Show, every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And once again, got a truckload of brand new Australian releases to bring to you today. But first of all, I've captured a musician. I've got him live in the studio, tied him to the chair. Anthony Gerace, local lad from the Yarra Valley. Some of our listeners will recognise the name. How are you going, Anthony?
I'm good, thank you, Greg. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good for an old man, you know. You've got a new hit single coming out that we'll be playing soon. But first, I want to go back a bit in time.
Yep.
Because you're not just born fully fledged and with a great singing voice and all that sort of thing. So how did you get from there to here?
Well, I come from a musical family. So my mum, my auntie, and my sister sings. And I remember as a young boy, I used to just watch my mum and my auntie perform and rehearse, and I just loved it. And the way they made people feel, it gave me the urge to make people feel like that.
Yeah.
And they were a country music duo.
All right.
Which is far from my genre. But that's where I've really got my inspiration from. And later in the years, you know, I did singing lessons and started to gig, and still continue to gig and get out there as much as possible.
So your mother and your aunt, did they just gig around as well, or did they do stage shows? Or
yeah, they I'm talking about probably the 90s.
Yep.
So they did like country festivals.
Yep.
and just gigs around the Yarra Valley. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what name did they go under?
They were under Harmony.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, excellent.
Yeah.
They live up to their name.
They do. Sometimes.
Great stuff. So you caught the singing bug when you were young.
Yep.
Did that lead you on to playing any instruments as well, or you just wanted the voice happening?
No. I always want to play, like, learn the guitar, but I just have no patience, unfortunately. but singing to me was always a big passion for me.
Mm.
Yep.
And when you sing, like, there's all sorts of genres with music.
Yep.
But there's I'm not a singer.
Yep.
You know, I birds fall out of the sky if I try to sing. But with singing, there's all sorts of sort of genres or labels they put on you.
Yep.
What sort of voice range have you got?
Well, my genre, I'll put it under the adult contemporary genre, which will be like power ballads, a bit of musical theatre, a bit of light opera.
Yeah.
Bit of jazz in there, just like big vocal songs.
Mm.
And I'm inspired by like big voices, like for example, the female singers like Celine Dion and Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And then to male artists like Elvis and Andrea Bocelli and all them. So that's where I class myself in genre wise. Yeah.
So the sort of thing you'd see on Australia's Got Talent or something, where they wow the judges.
Yeah, stand up versions.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
So your background, what sort of songs do you sing? Do you write your own, or do you do covers, or what?
I don't write my own songs. Mm-hmm. I've tried. For some reason, I'm just not good at it. however, I have released original music, and I work with a brilliant songwriter and producer, and also a good friend of mine. We've been friends for a while now, and he would, you know, say, "Oh, I've got this song, see what you think of it," and I would sing it, and I'm like, "Yep, let's record it." I also sing a lot of covers too, when I do my gigs and all that.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what some of the huge names in world music do. Yeah, they have their songs written for them.
Exactly.
So, and then they buy them or something.
Yep.
So, a lot of these big name, especially the female singers,
yep,
they mainly have their songs written for them by other people.
That's right.
And they think, oh, that will suit my voice range or something like that, and jump on it. So you're doing all right there. Anthony, the track you've chosen that you're releasing, Right Here, Right Now, what's the history of that one?
Well, as I said before, my friend who's a producer and songwriter, he wrote me a song a while back, and we recorded it and everything, and he said, oh, look, I've got this other song which I reckon you'd be perfect for. He actually wrote it many years ago. I think it was around the Australian Idol time. He told me he submitted it for the winning song. So when they picked the winning song, that was, he gave it to him, and it didn't get picked, obviously. And he just said, look, it's an oldie, but it's a goodie. And he sent me the demo, and to be honest, I wasn't 100% behind it. I was like, it sounded really, like, nothing against Disney, but it just had really a lot of Disney vibes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, when he puts some guitars in there, when he puts a bit of a string quartet or something like that. And then he produced this and it came out incredible. So I was very happy with it.
Excellent. Yeah. So Right Here, Right Now by Anthony Durace. And this will be hitting, well, all sorts of places, I suppose, iTunes and all that sort of thing.
It's all out there,
But premiered on radio here, Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Enjoy.
The darkness that's behind me, I finally figured out, has been right there to show me what the light is all about. I've done my best to save this moment till the last. Now I'm right here, right now. I've cried my tears and all the pain's washed out. No more doubts, the sun is shining through the clouds. Right here, right now, nobody's gonna make me feel less proud. Oh, my yesterdays count, now the journey's just begun. Right here, right now, now the journey's just begun. Right here, right now. The road that I've been wandering on has brought me here tonight, and it's been a long, long journey through what seemed an endless night. And now I'm gonna leave this moment till the just begun right here.
Anthony Gerace with Right Here, Right Now, an epic number.
Yes.
And I will tell you, listener, normally, we have musicians in here, and while their track's playing, we're talking about what we'll talk about in the next break and all that sort of thing. Well, we just both sat here, total silence for the whole song, because it's that sort of song. You just have to listen to it. One question I've got that intrigues me with these numbers, and I see other big performers on TV doing their big numbers that everybody loves. Yep. And when it's an emotional number like that, how do you control the feels? How do you stand up there and not, you know,
and not
have tears
down.
Coming down your face?
Look, I just zone into the song and I'm in my own little world. And I don't know, really. I think what really hits me, if I see other people cry.
Yeah.
That's what hits me.
So you don't look at the audience.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, I'm in my own little world, and I just sing a song, and
Well, that's a magnificent number. I can just imagine it as one of the signature tracks in some movie, as you said before, a bit Disney-esque.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I think that'll go places.
Thank you.
Right there, right everywhere. So Anthony, how do people get onto you? Have you got any gigs coming up or?
I have a few in December around the valley. So we have this Sunday I'm playing at Morgan Vineyards from 1 to 4, and the next four Sundays in December I'll be playing at Wild Cattle Creek, 1 to 4, just afternoon, a bit of jazz, bit of soul, bit of not chilled music, and also be performing at the Seville Carols in the park, and as well as the Yarra Glen Carols by Candlelight.
Excellent. We might even see you at the Seville Carols.
Yeah, no worries.
I think we're focusing on them this year as a radio station.
Oh, cool.
But what about social media?
Yeah, so I have Facebook, just under Anthony Gerace, G-E-R-A-C-E. You'll see a photo of me. And I also have Instagram too, so feel free to... I think it's Anthony Gerace Music. Yeah, that's it. And yeah, also have my music on iTunes and Spotify and all them too. Yeah.
So there you go. Listener, get onto Insta and Facebook, Anthony Gerace Music. Click like, follow, whatever you do in those things, and you'll be able to keep up with the latest news, all that Anthony's doing. So thank you very much, Anthony. It was a magnificent song.
Thank you.
Really well done. I mean, apart from the wonderful voice, the music was really good too. So
I don't know how
your friend arranged all that, but great musicians on that too.
He is, yeah.
All right, we will see you around the traps, and no doubt we'll hear more whenever you're releasing something. Let us know, because we can add it to our track list here of great Anthony Gerace numbers.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me, Greg.